This year's Duluth Christmas bird count set records and certainly lends some supporting evidence to the case that global warming is changing life in the North Woods. This year's count fell on Saturday the 16th, and the temperature never dropped below freezing. There were no winds either, giving us rather balmy conditions. This was the first Christmas bird count I've ever participated in while wearing shoes. No need for either the warmth or moisture protection of boots. But the weather wasn't ideal. The sky was overcast and murky all day, so the few photos I took were not very good, except for the photo of my group's most unusual sighting, an eastern chipmunk. These little guys are supposed to be hibernating, and although they do emerge from their winter sleep now and then to rebuild their fat reserves, this little guy seemed plenty fat and very active. One of the pictures I took of him is on my blog. Evidence that at least one bird is benefiting from climate change was our unprecedented number of cardinals. My group's 9 more than doubled our highest count ever, and that trend held up citywide. Last year's 27 was by far the highest ever recorded on the Duluth Christmas bird count, and this year's 59 more than doubled that. It's hard to make a case that this record breaker proves climate change because cardinals have been extending their range northward since the 1800s due to winter food availability. These are non-migratory birds that depend on fallen weed seeds and seeds clinging to low plants in winter, so they've required frequent winter snow melts to expose their food. When the railroads were built, open tracks and spilled grain supplied plenty of food in routes between major cities, like little pathways to Chicago and the Twin Cities. Then, in the past 30 or 40 years, as bird feeding has become increasingly popular, cardinals have been subsidized even more successfully. As virtually always happens with the newly established species, it took several years once cardinals were breeding in Duluth for the population to really take off. But now that it has, we're seeing expansion from here, with birds appearing not just up the shore where 9 were counted on Sunday's Two Harbors Christmas bird count, but also in the real woods in places like Isabella and Ely. Cardinals are, of course, welcome everywhere, as are 3 other species with record-breaking numbers this year. We had 180 white-breasted nuthatches, 573 red-breasted nuthatches, and fully 3,175 black-capped chickadees. Cheerful news indeed. But to offset this bright news, our population of common ravens is dwindling. When I moved to Duluth in 1981, the number of ravens usually outnumbered the number of crows. By the 90s, though, crows were always outnumbering ravens, and little by little, the ravens have retreated. My group saw 5 gray jays, and the city count was the second highest ever, with 28. Our raptor numbers were low, not particularly due to anything except the murky sky, which squelched migration altogether. Our species total of 68 was our second highest ever. So all in all, it was a most satisfying day with our most amazing records of chickadees, nuthatches, cardinals, and a little chipmunk, giving us sunshine on a murky day and evidence of an increase in the very species who live their everyday lives with peace on earth and goodwill toward men. You can see the final tallies of each species on birderblog.com. Production of For the Birds is supported by KUMD and binoculars.com. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.